الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَةً وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my Nabi, O my Rasul, proclaim what has been sent unto you. Give your message, say what needs to be said. And if you do not do this, وَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلْ, and if you do not do this, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَةً, that then you would not have fulfilled the responsibility of Risalat. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the people. I remind myself and you that today we live in a world where even if you want to do something good, even if you speak the truth, even if you say what must be said, even if you warn people against evil, you get criticized. You get criticized, you get opposed, you get abused, all kinds of things happen. And therefore, it is very easy to get discouraged, it is very easy to lose hope, it is very easy to give up, it is very easy to get angry and disgusted and say, why the hell should I bother, what do I care, let them go to hell. All of this is very easy. What is difficult is to remain positive. What is difficult is to continue to do what you set out to do. And the way to do that, the way to continue to remain positive, the way to continue to spread goodness, is to remember this, that we do what we do for the pleasure of Allah, not for the pleasure of people. So if people are pleased or not pleased, it makes no difference. It should make no difference. Now, somewhere along the line, everyone starts with the same good intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then you get sidetracked by popularity and so on and so forth. And this is one of the games of shaitan. The shaitan starts with popularity. He gets you popular. And then suddenly he brings a lot of criticism. So you get discouraged because the popularity gave you the impression that everything is fine. And then the criticism comes and you lose hope. And that's why it's very important, as Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi said, if you do not allow yourself to be happy with popularity, you will not become sad when there is criticism. So it is very important for us to remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Nabi for a purpose and he told him, you do your job. Your job is to present Islam. Your job is to proclaim what has been sent unto you. Your job is not to worry about whether people like it, don't like it, whether they criticize or they praise. No. Your job is to do your job. Once you finish, to protect you from the people, to support you, to give you sustenance, to enable your message to be conveyed to a large number of people, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah's job, Allah will do it. Allah will protect you, Allah will do what has to be done. Your job is to proclaim what you have to say. If you look at the lives of the other Anbiya also, the same message and the same methodology is visible. Musa alayhi salam was sent to do his job. When he did his job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who collected the people to listen to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam did not go around preaching in the streets. He only spoke to Pharaoh. There is no record of Musa alayhi salam going and preaching in the streets. He didn't do that. He only spoke to Pharaoh. And then what did Pharaoh do? Pharaoh said, we will have this competition. You are a magician and we have this competition with our magicians. And so obviously in that competition, thousands and thousands of people were invited. They came, big festival. And then we know what happened. Now all of this arrangement was done by Pharaoh, at Pharaoh's expense, to propagate the message of Musa alayhi salam. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates this. He makes the enemy work for the benefit of the Nabi. Musa alayhi salam's whole life is that. Musa alayhi salam throughout his life was supported by Firaun. So the issue is the one who is supporting is neither Firaun nor Musa. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses his means, and his means sometimes are very wonderful, which we can't even imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides support to his message and to his kalam and to his the message of his Nabi from sources which we cannot even imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah says, we will provide you from sources that you cannot even imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And the one who has tawakkul on Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for him. The one who has taqwa, Allah will extract him from all difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to keep our focus on the goal, which is to please him alone, not anybody else, and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him, and to continue to do that irrespective of what happens around us, and to keep us focused on the goal. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the people and to save us from both their praise and their criticism. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the evils of popularity and the evils of name and fame, which far outweigh the benefits. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us under his cover and to help us to do that which pleases him alone. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.